Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
I still love the power I have with that button.
All right, Molly's learning her lessons here.
So wrong.
On the Good Day program.
The power of the button.
We're having this big debate during the commercial break, and I'm able to get my last point in before I turn everybody's mics on and they have to shut up.
Yep. All right. Let's get to it. Doug Steffen's Good Day program, working hard to bring you up to date on what's going on. And
all righty, then.
What the heck is that?
That appears to be
it's
Molly.
It's a conspiracy. Really?
Was that me?
Excuse me. It was
no,
Taco
it's
Bell.
Jennifer.
Oh.
It's Jennifer.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Harsh.
Did she go away?
I hope she didn't get electrocuted.
Yeah, let me see what's going on.
Anything could happen in that house. All right. 888-302-3684.
We don't know of the house you speak.
Because she lives in a rather questionable neighborhood.
Savory.
In an unsavory neighborhood.
Yeah.
Oh.
Unsavory neighborhood in Los Angeles. It's a nice little house. Her grandparents lived there, and so she got it. And it's not...
Why is it unsavory? It used to be savory. I remember 10 years ago.
You know that neighborhood? Yeah. Well, the only good place in the neighborhood is her house.
Oh.
That I remember seeing, anyway.
Really?
And we can talk about her because she can't defend herself at the
Absolutely.
Moment.
Absolutely.
Apparently. All right, anyway. The Bin Laden raid, the information you have been given... Say it again, Doug. There. The information you've been given is a blatant lie. Now Molly's going to straighten out whatever the whatever that story was. However it got to you, it wasn't the truth, according to Seymour Hersh. What does he say?
Yes, he is saying that the circumstances surrounding the 2011 killing of Osama bin Laden have been skewed by the Obama administration.
Now!
Yeah,
imagine. My God, I can't believe it.
He is saying that Pakistani intelligence officials knew what was going on, knew where bin Laden was, reported it to the U.S. long before the raid, and pretty much all the circumstances that were reported about the raid, his burial at sea, he's just saying none of
he
it happened the way it
sea?
Did.
He's probably still alive somewhere then, right?
Well,
says.
He is saying that there are questionable circumstances.
Living in Dearborn, Michigan.
That's right.
Under an alias.
Yes, he's really Justin Bieber.
Right. Oh, man. That'd be a horrible way to live your life.
The White House is saying that Seymour's claims are baseless.
Of course they are. What else are they going to say?
Yeah.
All right, let's see what else here. Mrs. Clinton, by the way, if you haven't heard, she's running for the presidency.
She is?
Yeah, you heard, Kenny? You didn't hear that?
No.
Running. Yeah, she's going to run. And she'll probably put up a fairly good fight. But meanwhile, some of the people who don't like her continue to chew away at her. It's so sad. Here we have this lawsuit. A federal judge is going to reopen the email lawsuit that was started by whom? This has to be one of those right-wing wacko groups, right, Molly?
Well, the judge's decision, it actually came down on Friday after the State Department and Judicial Watch...
Larry.
Judicial Watch. No, remember, he's not there anymore.
Isn't he?
Larry Klayman is not there. It's Tom Fitton.
They brought the lawsuit. Yeah.
Okay.
And the judge has agreed that documents that Clinton kept on her own email server, separate from the government, should be turned over. But she's saying that she scrubbed that server, so there's nothing left. So how are they going to find it?
I'm sorry.
Why would you scrub a server when you have nothing to hide?
I cannot imagine these things.
Right.
And, you know, Hillary is a...
Routine maintenance.
Mr. Clean.
Spring cleaning.
Magic eraser.
I was cleaning a closet one day.
Whoops. But you know what else would block me up? My emails. You know, there was a study out about how many questions Hillary Clinton has answered since she declared her run for the president, and how many Carly Fiorina has. Carly Fiorina answered 200 questions. Hillary Clinton has answered 7.
Good for her.
Wow.
Yeah.
Tell those people to mind their own business.
Well, but were those questions, do you wear boxers or briefs?
Yeah, Carly
Depends
Fiorina?
Depends on the questions.
I'm betting she wears briefs.
Really?
Yeah. I like Carly.
I bet she doesn't say anything, Jennifer. She's always talking about Hillary Clinton. She answered 200 questions, but they were all about Hillary Clinton.
Why not? Yeah. There's so much there to talk about.
There's a lot right, to talk about.
How about you bring up what it is that would be good for people to know about you if you were actually the president, what you would want to do and who you're...
Well, I think she compares and contrasts a lot with Hillary Clinton. So she says, you know, X, Y, Z. I mean, because I've heard her talk about her record and her business background and her career. You know, I guess maybe as a Californian, I may know she's been on my radar a little longer because she had that run for Senate against Barbara Boxer not so long ago.
Yep.
And so I was wondering where this Carly, because Carly Fiorina now is very vibrant and spicy and like, you know, out there in your face, kind of mixing it up a little bit. Apparently, when she ran for Senate, she had just gone through breast cancer, had a double mastectomy.
Oh, did she? I didn't know that.
Lost her mother.
Really?
And lost her 35-year-old stepdaughter.
Ooh.
And people were saying, don't run for Senate, don't, but she had already started. So she said, well, let's just do it. It was almost like a throwaway campaign for her, kind of, I think. But I mean, it was because I remember seeing her and I remember not being so impressed. And now I'm like, wow, here you are.
I'd be more impressed if she talked more about herself.
Yeah. Right, well, you know,
there's nothing
I think
about Hillary Clinton that we don't know.
I think she feels like she's the only one who can talk about Hillary because they are of the same gender.
All right. Let's talk about lying and cheating. And it has nothing to do with Mrs. Clinton. It has to do with Tom Brady. What kind of world do we live in where arguably one of the best quarterbacks who ever played the game had to sink to cheating and lying? That's what the NFL's independent investigator asked in his report. Yes, he did.
No, they said it's probable. It's likely. It's possible. They didn't even definitively.
Then, if that's the case, why they fine the team $1 million and throw him off the set for 4 months?
It's the NFL and we own it. We can do anything we want, which is why he will.
But why did he do it? What was there to gain?
There was nothing to gain.
No, I mean, all he does now is look like a scumbag.
At the end of the first half, it was like 17-7. It was still a game.
Yeah.
That's when they found the deflated balls at halftime, and they pumped them all up to regulation air size or whatever. And he proceeded to kill the Colts in the second half. So all of this is the stupidest thing because it means nothing.
And I'm not a Tom Brady or a
Neither
Bill Belichick fan. I would. It's very surprising that I'm defending the Patriots here. There's no doubt that he knew something was going on because, look, we're all in radio. If our headphones aren't working or our microphone isn't working, we can tell after
we're
a while.
On the
after you've done
Stephen
this
show.
For a while,
right.
you can tell there's something
Where's
wrong.
Where's my microphone?
But at the same time, they beat these guys so handily that it was, I mean, it's like it should not even be an issue. I mean, they killed them.
Meanwhile, the Falcons.
Yeah, but how many other games did he do this in that we don't know?
And how
know
many
about?
Other teams do this? That's the question.
Well, meanwhile, you got the Falcons pumping crowd noise into the speaker systems, and they're only fined $350,000 noise gate, and they lose a draft pick. So for some underinflated balls that meant nothing in a game, you lose four games and $1 million and two draft picks.
Are they going to lose the four games automatically because Brady's not going to be quarterback? What happens when he retires? They done? Patriots? Hang it up?
Well, yeah, they'll certainly take a beating.
Kenny?
The other thing is that Brady refused to cooperate with this.
They
asked for phone records and whatever else. And
I wouldn't give him anything either.
Right. You're a tough guy, though, Richie.
Well, that's why he got so suspended.
Get the 24 sounder ready for the television report,
yes,
Richie.
Yes, please.
In the meantime, it is time for us to extol the value and virtue of Super Beats.
Dun, dun, dun.
Super Beats. I read a story about on the plane coming back last night about the kid that plays Captain America. He and my son are friends, and I had forgotten that he grew up in Sudbury, Massachusetts, which is the next town to me here in Framingham, and he still lives there. He sleeps in his own bedroom. He sleeps in the
That's
same
cute.
Bedroom he did when he grew up as a kid. I thought that was very nice.
I can't wait to see how this relates to Super Beats.
Well, I'm...
He's a superhero,
good
Richard.
Enough for Captain America.
That's exactly
good
right,
enough for you.
Super Beats and superheroes.
I mean, like, you've been here longer than me, Rich. Come on, really?
I couldn't follow that one.
You couldn't follow that one?
No, I didn't get there.
Kenny saw what I was doing. He knew what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
The unbeatable, you see what I'm doing with that?
Oh,
Kenny?
Boy.
The
Just
unbeatable
stop your machine.
Benefits of this miracle molecule, not Molly.
Molecule. See what he did there?
Molecule. That'll be my next radio name. I like it.
You'll never be able to get a legitimate job again, Molly. You're finished.
I'm banking on that.
You signed in blood, lady.
Yeah. Figured it out. Yeah. On the program. All right. So anyway, the personal experience I've had with this this product, Superbeats, is one that I've described a number of times. I don't drink it in water. I put it in juice or my protein drink every morning. And it gives me what it gives Richie, what it gives Molly, what it gives Kenny, what it gives Jennifer, a charge. And it's a healthy charge. It's not one of those artificial highs that you get by drinking Red Rose or whatever that stuff, Red Monster. What's that stuff
called? Red Bull.
Red Bull, that too.
Red Rose.
Yeah, whatever it is.
Whatever.
Yeah. So, Superbeats is ground up beets that are specially grown, non-GMO beets, dried. There's a patented process they use, which is secret, but you'll be happy to know it tastes good and does great things for your system. Opens up your blood flow. Super Beets, 800-655-4183, or go to DougLikesBeets.com.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Did you have a bad dream last night? Well, in these difficult times, more and more people are suffering through the night. Fortunately, bad dreams, they're pretty easy to handle. Here's the social science of it. Researchers have found that 70% of all dreams are negative. They're typically the falling, chasing, failing, and of course appearing naked in public dreams. But it doesn't matter if it's a baby nightmare or a monster dream. Gets the adrenaline going and strikes fear. All dreams are harmless.
Good night all and pleasant dreams.
What's the cheap psychological trick? To mitigate the fear after a bad dream, ask yourself one question. Was I hurt? Chances are the answer will be no. When you realize you're safe and secure, the pain of the dream is diminished. Got a question? Contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. Older, pre-twin cam Harley-Davidsons are dirt cheap. Wrench got a 95 Fat Boy with 35,000 on the clock, asking 5,000 bucks for a bike with no chain tensioners to worry about.
Goodbye!
Today on American Biker Minute.
The Movie Man 6-second DVD review starts now.
Impersonating a comedy, The Wedding Ringer proves that money can't buy friends, a best man, or laughs. I'm out.
6-second reviews are brought to you by Marvel's Avengers, Age of Ultron, now playing in theaters.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Twin cam Harleys are prone to cam chain tensioner problems, which over time may necessitate an engine overhaul. Prior to 2000, almost all hogs were powered by 1340cc Evolution engines. The Evo employs a single cam with no cam chain tensioners. Don't wait till everybody on the block figures this out and goes looking for a clean Evo. $5,000. Using money to steal the bike. American Biker Minute. Your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Today on App Check, Bubble Shooter is Tetris with bubbles. It's pretty fun, but right in the middle of a game, an annoying pop-up asks if I want to upgrade.
What?
Bubble Shooter. Struck out.
The Movie Man 6-second DVD review starts now.
A timely, important biopic and one of the best movies of the year. If you have a dream, march to see Selma. I mean...
6-second reviews are brought to you by Marvel's Avengers, Age of Ultron, now playing in theaters.
Think green.
Harrison with you. The Guardian newspaper of London is reporting that up in the Bolivian Andes Mountains, the Uruchapaya tribe's very existence is threatened by global warming. What was once a huge lake is now a cracked desert made of salt. Nothing seems to be growing there. The Chapaya Indians that have lived there for thousands of years are now thought to be the oldest surviving culture in all the Andes. The local river, now a trickle from global warming and the entire population no longer able to survive, the chief of the Uruchapaya tribe says that all used to be a water area with ducks and crabs and reeds. Now they have nothing to eat, he says. All their children have left, their people now perishing. Scientists say glaciers are melting and drought is spreading. And for the Uruchapaya, they're now facing extinction. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
I'm Federal Agent Jack Bauer, and today is the longest day of my life.
Okay, Jen, you got the...
Oh,
we got
Jack.
The shivers. Jack's
I
back.
Love you. I
We knew this was going to happen. Just a question of when.
I would give Fox half my salary to keep 24 coming. All right, Fox, apparently working on a brand new adventure for Kiefer Sutherland. Fox's co-CEO and co-chairman Gary Newman told reporters at the Upfront on Monday, "We've been developing another version of 24, but it's still fairly early in the development process. There's nothing we can tell you at this time other than we are working on something." It's not clear whether the network is planning on a run of episodes, a TV movie, like, you know, the one that aired between the 6th and 7th season. The last installment of 24 aired over 12 episodes last year on Fox. That was the show's 9th season, Live Another Day. And it did well for Fox. It earned an average 1.8 rating with adults 18 to 49. So, I like it. Keep it coming, Fox.
Now, he, went to Moscow. That's where they have to start.
Is now 48 years old, so he's got a lot of life left in this show.
And I've heard that they were going to center the story around that blonde agent, Kate.
Clear that that's the story here, though.
But we don't know yet.
She's good, though.
Yeah, she's
good. I like her.
The three of them, if they bring the way it succeeds is because she was a good new face and she was a good, she did a good job.
She wasn't annoying.
She and Chloe and Kiefer, they have to, Jack, they have to build it around the three of them. And they've got that figured out. They don't need me to tell them that. American Idol's done. Finished.
American Idol done. Made the announcement that next season will be their last. So no crying yet. You still have one more season of the show. My thought is they're going to bring back as many people as they can for that final season.
Bring back Simon.
Yeah, they just might. Now, sad news if you like CSI. CBS has canceled CSI, according to many reports. The network hasn't made an official announcement yet.
Just the original.
Oh, really?
CSI Cyber has been renewed for a second season.
Well, they knew
which
George
one was Elizabeth Shue in?
The original, I think.
Was she?
I don't know. There's a lot of CSIs.
I get confused between that show and Criminal Minds oftentimes.
Yeah. And there's a lot of those, too.
Jennifer Love Hewitt got bumped off of the... she was on for a season and now is not. Did you see that, Jen?
I did see that. And CBS actually making a bunch of announcements. Hang on one second here. We'll get to all of that. CBS has made its final renewals for the season. It picked up 10 series. So they took Survivor, The Amazing Race, Undercover Boss, 60 Minutes and 48 Hours. All the shows are coming back except for Stalker and The McCarthys. Bummer, because I watched both of those. They were both canceled today. Battle Creek, which had already been unofficially canceled, is now officially canceled. The renewed scripted series CSI Cyber, The Odd Couple, Person of Interest, NCIS, NCIS LA, Hawaii Five-O, Criminal Minds, Elementary, The Good Wife, and Blue Bloods. So good news there. The Criminal Minds renewal comes before the cast has closed deals, so no word on who's coming back.
All right. That's it, isn't it? But that's a good job, Jen. Most important thing is that 24 is in a rework mode. 51 after on Good Day.